Very happy to have Claudia Vecchio back in the studio. Claudia is the CEO of Sonoma County Tourism. Hi, Claudia.
Good.
Welcome back.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I'm glad you're here, too, and because tourism, obviously, a very important factor to us, economically speaking.
Yeah.
And as we continue to recover from the wildfires, it is more and more important. Overall, let's start here. How are we doing in terms of tourism in Sonoma County?
Well, it's an interesting picture if we look at the totality of tourism in Sonoma County. The normal places that we measure our success and our benchmarks for performance are in what we call the STAR report, and that's a report of lodging. And obviously, we're funded by lodging taxes, so that's an important piece for us. But what we see there is sort of a false sense of security, because if you look at the properties that report this, and it's primarily the larger properties, we are up 10% plus year over year.
From last year at this time?
From last year at this time to this year at this time.
Well, and that sounds good.
It sounds really good. And I certainly, you know, I applaud our hoteliers who are working, you know, to make sure that our performance in this way continues. And that really does drive the taxes and the funding that comes into the county that helps support a number of social services.
All good news.
From that point, it's good news. What we do see, however, is that the occupants at the hotels at the moment are largely still evacuees and others that are involved with the construction and the rebuilding process. And that really has continued for been the case for the past 6 months.
Yes, so that would be pretty hard to figure out who's here for what reason.
That's exactly right. We don't track it to that extent, but to know that the longer stays are generally those who are not transient tourists.
Yeah.
So what that
so
also,
how do you figure that out?
Well, we work with the hotels to identify types of care. We work with them to identify future visits. They are tracking to the summer when it's primarily tourists, and those are shorter stays, a lot of weekend stays. So, you know, we can identify that based on a couple of, you know, factors that we know occur in the tourism industry. So we're still looking very strong into the summer. Summer bookings of regular tourists are up, and so it, you know, it looks very good from an economic standpoint heading into summer. The false sense of security piece comes in with the smaller entities and those that are directly impacted by those tourists definitely were down during this time period.
Because so the smaller entities would be
bed and breakfast, some of the retailers out in the smaller, you know, in parts of West County and other places off that 101 corridor. That's why we put in the Sonoma Explorer program about 2 months ago that helps drive people into those other areas. And we're just starting to see that gain some pretty good traction. And as we head into the summer months, you know, I think our visitors will be back.
How much money have we spent trying to get tourists back into the wine country?
Well, it's interesting because when I got here on November 1st, the board
good
of directors...
Good timing, by the way, yeah, Claudia.
Well, it actually, I think, was extraordinary timing. But the board of directors had set aside $750,000 out of the reserves, really expressly for fire mitigation and this perception, combating the perception of the fact that the county had burned. At this point, we have spent about $300,000 in incremental funding toward fire recovery efforts. A lot of that, Visit California, which is the statewide entity, put in $1 million and did a number of different types of activities around all this. So, you know, we're really seeing the fruits of those efforts. What I, you know, the net on that is that we didn't want to take any chances with having tourism come back, as we always see after some of the other big disasters around the country. The board of directors was really strategic in identifying dollars to spend for this particular effort.
And it's working.
And it's working. There's a, you know, there's a certain amount that's coming back simply because it's summer travel season and people love Sonoma County. And the thing we've really heard throughout this entire time period is that those loyal visitors want to support Sonoma County. They love this area. Now is a great time to be here just to show that support, really from travelers as well as meeting planners. We put a meeting planner incentive out there, a special opportunity for meeting planners to give to fire relief efforts, and they jumped on that.
That's
they
great.
Really embraced that. So, you know, there are a number of different things that we're doing. We'll continue to do, you know, we will monitor this and we'll continue to do surveys. We've done surveys, nationwide surveys to identify perception. We'll continue with those just as benchmarks come along. And certainly as we come up to the 1 year anniversary, you know, we'll know there'll be a lot of attention on this. Again,
and let's talk about the perception for a minute, because obviously a huge factor in this conversation. And where are we at in terms of the perception outside of the state of California that so much of the wine country burned? Mm-hmm. And we know the reality is that in terms of the places tourists come for, that those areas were largely unaffected
right.
from a percentage basis. But that was the original perception. Is that still true? And how much of that remains?
Well, you ask an interesting question, because if we take the California border as sort of our defining spot there, the perception within the state of California, which really makes up the great percentage of our travelers, is they know that there was a certain amount that was very definitely devastated, but that the visitor experience is largely unimpacted. Californians know that. Our travelers know that. They're watching us. They look at the website.
Yeah.
You know, they're with us on all of this. But once we get outside the state of California, the perception in the U.S. continues to be one that we have to mitigate. And there does seem to be a perception of a larger impact than there actually was. As other disasters, and this is kind of terrible, but as other things happen, those take center stage with people, so their thought about us lessens.
You know, that's true. You're absolutely right. It isn't necessarily correct behavior, but
right.
it's our inclination. That's
exactly,
where we go with it.
That's our inclination. Yeah. So right now, it's imperative for us to go out with the message that Sonoma County is an extraordinary vacation destination. We'll be launching a new brand this summer that'll help reemphasize everything about us and get us some additional awareness. So that's going to help bolster all of this. So we're on our way.
Well, it sounds pretty good from here. Obviously, more work to do. But
much more work.
That's
to
just
do.
Going to be a consistent effort moving forward, isn't it?
Absolutely. And this week is National Travel and Tourism Week, so we're doing a lot to celebrate. We have a number of volunteer groups out there at various places like the Redwood Empire Food Bank and Land Pass, doing volunteer efforts and volunteer work for this community. So the tourism industry cares about Sonoma County, and we're working to put all kinds of to rebuild this area however
that
we
is
can.
Good news, and we will stay on top of that part of the story. Claudia, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Claudia Vecchio, CEO of Sonoma County Tourism.